How's it going, everyone? In this video, I wanted to record a basic soul winning tip on repentance. Now, this is not about how to debunk repent of your sins for salvation or work salvation or anything like that. Although that's obviously a very important topic, it's not one I wanted to cover here. What I want to talk about is just the importance of giving people an opportunity to articulate that they've repented, that they've changed their mind about what it takes to be saved. Because of course, repentance in the context of salvation is turning from unbelief to belief. It's changing one's mind about what it takes to go to heaven and instead placing all their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, repent ye and believe the gospel. Acts chapter 19 tells us that John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, and that is on Christ Jesus. Now, you think about the word baptism, it's referring to like an immersion and repenting toward the Lord Jesus Christ. The baptism of repentance, it is a full immersion, a full changing of one's mind to Jesus and being fully immersed in the doctrine of salvation by faith alone, and once saved, always saved, rather than what they believed before. So you have to give people a chance, I think, to show that they've changed their position. And this is how I do that, is I'll say, do you see how what I've showed you, this is at the end of my gospel presentation, after I've asked the questions, is I'll say, do you see how what I showed you today is different than what you believed before? And unless they're being super prideful, they'll say, yeah, it is different. And that's when I'll follow up and I'll say, well, would you say that you've changed your mind to what I've showed you from the Bible? Have you changed your mind to what I've showed you? Basically, I'm asking, have you repented toward the gospel of Jesus Christ? But, you know, the idea is to give them a chance to say, yes, I've changed my mind. And once they do that, that's when I'll ask if they would like to pray. And then we go through and we ask Jesus together for salvation. So this is so important. It is crucial because you could get Catholics to pray with you all day long, but they're just adding your doctrine to what they believe, to their sacraments and all that. You want to make sure with Catholics, you ask a question like this or whatever false religion, Islam, same thing, but you want to ask them, you know, hey, have you changed your mind to what I showed you, or do you still believe in the doctrine of the Catholic Church? We have to make people make a decision so they understand there's a distinction between what you showed them and what they believed before. And if they've changed their mind, they should have no problem telling you that and admitting that. So again, basically the gist of this video was simple. At the end of the presentation, when you've given someone the gospel and you've given them the questions at the end, make sure to ask them this: have you changed your mind from what you believed before to what I've showed you from the Bible? And that's how you know. If they say yes, that's how you know they have repented. And that's how you know you're ready to call on the name of the Lord with that individual. Yes, this is basic. I get that. But I still think important to hammer in. Let's not forget it. All right. Catch you guys next time.